It's 73 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, including X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. And coming up, lawyers for Oliver Bakavomawo allege the police denied their client critical medical attention after he fell seriously ill in custody just hours before his scheduled court appearance. We have details as President of NAGRAT slams the police for its handling of the protesters.
For the police and the security agencies, since colonial days, this is how they have operated. A pure post-colonial training, something we received from the colonial master. This is how the police have behaved from Nkrumah days.
We have updates on the attempt by lawyers of the 39 arrested protesters at the High Court after the Circuit Court remanded them into custody for 2 weeks, plus a new petition filed against the IGP at Sraj. Also, a disqualified presidential aspirant seeks a court order to halt the printing of presidential ballot papers and suspend the December 7, 2024 elections until he is reinstated as the PNC's official candidate.
But if the Electoral Commission did not identify some errors before they alerted us to correct our errors, how is their inadequacy going to be my liability?
The Progressive People's Party is also heading to court demanding their inclusion in the presidential race.
We feel we have been bamboozled. We have been mistreated. Electoral Commission has acted unlike how they have been set up to act.
Also in this bulletin, a retired Supreme Court judge slams the country's fight against corruption, calling it a deception, and attributes the persistent issue to leadership failure.
They just give an impression, oh, we are fighting, and you know that on the ground it's vacuous. Very hypocritical, very uncommitted, very unprincipled, very corrupt.
But what challenges did he and his fellow judges face after ruling against the legality of the Fast Track High Court in the year 2002?
My younger brother, who told me the following day, said, did you sleep here? He was surprised. All my colleagues didn't sleep in their houses. This decision you gave was very hot, and you are here.
Muftar will bring us sports. What's in the headlines?
Former Black Stars captain Steve Appiah says that Ghanaian players born abroad switching nationality to play for the Black Stars find it difficult to adapt because of their lack of understanding of Ghanaian culture.
And in our climate focus series today, we take you to Dubai, where one man is turning sustainable farming into a climate revolution, nurturing tomorrow's environmental leaders.
Our main objective is to provide a space where farmers can come and learn about regenerative agriculture and a place to gather also the youth, empower them on agriculture skills as well as to become a nature activist.
All these and more with me, Hannah Odami. Stay tuned to Joy News. This is your home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Thanks for staying with us. This afternoon, lawyers for the convener of the Fix the Country movement, Oliver Bakavomawo, are accusing the police of refusing to offer medical attention to their client after he fell ill in custody. Oliver Bakavomawo turned himself into the police on Monday and was detained and is set to be arraigned later today. We'll take you to the courts for an update shortly, but a member of our legal affairs desk, Kwekwa Santi, joins me in the studio with a letter from the lawyers to the Greater Accra Police Command. So what are the specific allegations in this letter?
So this is from Dr. Justice Sai, the lawyer for Oliver Bakavomawo. He says, I will be grateful if you could promptly procure professional medical care for Mr. Oliver Mausi Bakavomawo, who turned himself into your custody at 2:46 p.m. on September 23. The request derives from the recommendation from a preliminary medical examination which was conducted on Mr. Bakavomawo after he was taken seriously ill earlier this evening. Additionally, we find it necessary to bring the following to your attention. A, that the police medical care was not extended to Mr. Bakavomawo, and B, that the private medical care which we procured for him had to wait at the police station entrance for hours before they were allowed access to see him.
And this was yesterday evening?
This was yesterday.
Okay, but before you take leave of us, are we able to confirm if the bail application has been repeated at the High Court?
Well, that is the expectation this morning, but it hasn't happened as of yet. Instead, there have been a flurry of condemnation from various groupings against the court and against the Ghana Police Service for the way it has handled the protest. First, there is this petition from a group of lawyers to the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, and they are seeking, among others, a declaration that the rights and freedoms of the protesters were violated, that the protest, the police conduct, including the unlawful arrest, unlawful detention, detention without food, and violation of the right to counsel, amounts to unprofessional conduct. The commission immediately takes steps, including legal action, to ensure that the violation ceases and the police officers are dealt with. This is Timothy Selikem Donko, signed on behalf of a group of lawyers. In the last hours or so, the NDC have also put out a statement condemning the conduct of the police. They say that the NDC has noted with grave concern the decision of the Accra Circuit Court to remand 28 protesters of the Democracy Hub into police custody and 11 others into prison custody at the instance of what they say the despotic Akufo-Addo Bawumia MPP government. They say that this arrest involved brutalities meted out to innocent, unarmed civilians by the police. Among those arrested were minors, the aged, and a four-month-old pregnant woman who was merely taking pictures close to the scene of the demonstration. So, the NDC Youth Wing also has a statement. The NDC Women's Wing also has a statement. Peace Council says they are engaging with all the stakeholders within this situation to see that they will resolve this as soon as practicable.
As soon as practicable. Well, we know NAGRA's also issued same, and we'll come to them shortly. But before then, let's go to Kenneth Jesse. He is at the Accra Circuit Court and is standing by for more details. Kenneth, tell us, has Oliver Bakavomoro and the other protesters been arraigned?
Seven people, including lead convener of the Democracy Hub, who you just mentioned his name, Oliver Bakavomoro, expected before the court today. Now, the lawyers say, apart from Oliver Bakavomoro, who they now know is being kept at the Greater Accra Regional Police Station, they have no idea of the whereabouts of the remaining six who will be joining Oliver in the witness box later today. Now, one of the lawyers tells me that they have not received any response from the police concerning their request Oliver to be given medical attention by the police team, and they are yet to also file the processes at the High Court to seek bail for the ones that have been detained.
Flea, do you know the exact time they'll be brought to court?
We have no idea, but we are all still here waiting. People have raised the reins, especially the lawyers of the protesters who are being arraigned for the court later today. I'm already here despite the heavy rain, but we have no indication as at when will be brought.
So yesterday we saw the heavy police presence. Are you saying it's the same this afternoon?
I'm yet to cite a single police officer at the court premises, but the indication is that they are likely to arrive at the premises any moment from now. So we're still waiting for them.
Thank you very much, Kenneth Jesse, and he will bring us updates from the court. Well, President of the National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, Angel Kabonu, has slammed the police for the way it handled the protesters, insisting the police should conduct itself like a colonial security service.
Yes, during the demonstration, there could be some excess. Ghana is not the only country where protests take place. More atrocious protests have taken place in France, in the developed world, and we are not an exception. I see the arrest of these young people as routine. If anything at all, the entirety of the Ghanaian populace have disappointed these young people, because maybe if we were all on the streets, those excesses could have been curtailed. If the intellectuals who speak big English on television and radio, including myself, if workers of this country, if we're all on the streets, I think that those excesses might be curtailed. And if for nothing at all, we have disappointed those young men and women.
Well, some stop Gilamse now. Protesters arrested and arraigned yesterday at the Accra Circuit Court are claiming innocence. They say they were merely bystanders and were not participating in the protest. They are accusing the police of abuse of power and unprofessional conduct. Maswal Agbagba has the details in this report.
God will judge you people. I was coming coming back from Bath.
A police bus filled with arrested protesters pulls up at the Accra Circuit Court. A man who seems to be in his early 30s, dressed in white, starts yelling at a police officer to give him back his towel, which had been taken from around his neck. The man, later identified as Killian, says he was returning from church when the police arrested him, dressed in an all-white outfit.
I was coming back from mass. That is where the protest tries. Please make way. Give me the same charges.
Killian has participated in several demonstrations. His last was the Enough is Enough protest, where I interacted with him at this most recent Stop Galamsey Now protest. Our cameras did not spot Killian. After reviewing footage from the three-day protest, we couldn't find him in any. Our cameras did, however, capture 26-year-old lawyer and social media influencer Ellen Abebio, popularly known as Ama Governor. She was present on the first day of the protest, but did not actively participate. On the second day of the protest, sometime between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., our cameras captured her arrest by personnel of the Ghana Police Service in full riot control gear. This occurred just after the first batch of arrests. Ama Governor was standing on the pavement near the 37 bus terminal, away from the protest grounds, with co-convener of Democracy Hub, Felicity Nelson, when the two were arrested. She was in handcuffs at the court yesterday, and when she stepped out of the court, she had this to say.
These people are ridiculous. Emancipate yourself, so. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. I don't know how more.
Some of those arrested have been making similar claims of not actively participating in the protest. Another protester claims he was slapped. Our cameras captured him in a serious scuffle with more than four policemen on the second day of the protest. He was eventually overpowered and taken into custody. A woman who describes herself as an evangelist says her two relatives were arrested. She says they were innocent bystanders.
We hit my brother's wife. She's also pregnant. She's 4 months pregnant. They took her.
Maxwell Lagmagba brought us that report to our election headquarters now.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
Organization of the December 7 presidential election is in danger as the qualified aspirant of the People's National Convention, Bernard Muna, seeks an order restraining the Electoral Commission and the returning officer from printing the presidential ballot papers or carrying on with the December 7, 2024 presidential elections until he is declared a nominated candidate of the PNC as well as allowed to contest the elections. Mr. Muna was among 11 presidential aspirants disqualified from contesting in the December 7, 2024 elections. According to the EC, their disqualification was due to the aspirant's failure to correct errors on their nomination forms. But Mr. Muna is challenging the matter in court.
So as far as we are concerned, errors electoral Commission identified, we corrected them. So except the Electoral Commission is saying that they took some errors, they were hiding them and deliberately decided that they will come and use those that they never drew our attention to be the basis upon which they will disqualify us. Or if the Electoral Commission did not identify some errors before they alerted us to correct our errors, how is their inadequacy going to be my liability?
So from where you sit, it wasn't your problem. It was the Electoral Commission's problem. Because they have stated that your particulars of supporters were incomplete. You used registered voters in a particular district to support your nomination in other districts. In other words, duplication. Your form contained varying signatures of some supporters and in some cases, the same signatures for different supporters. Those are the grounds. And you're saying it was not your fault, it was the Electoral Commission's fault?
Did they correct it?
Well, the Progressive People's Party is also heading to court today. According to the national chairman of the party, Nana Ofori-Owusu, their candidate was never allowed to correct errors identified by the AC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To write this vague message without giving us an audience, without pointing to us our errors, and giving us the opportunity, therefore, to correct the errors, you have committed a grave injustice and you have taken away my right, the right of national justice, to be heard. And so we feel we have been bamboozled. We have been mistreated. So the Electoral Commission has acted unlike how they have been set up to act. And they have used their powers capriciously.
Chairman of the PPP, Nana Ofori-Owusu there. Moving on, a retired Supreme Court judge, Justice William Atuguba, has slammed the country's fight against corruption, calling it a deception and attributes the persistent issue to leadership failure. According to him, the canker has eaten into the Ghanaian society, thus mocking the many laws passed to fight corruption. He spoke to my colleague, Elton Broby.
It's easy for people to say, oh, we are fighting corruption, we have put in place all kinds of laws and whatnot. The laws operate themselves. I mean, if not, then they are just put there as a deception. I'll put it that way. Complete deception, a front on the people.
The laws?
I mean, putting them and not activating them. Yeah, it's a fraudulent way of exercising power. Very fraudulent, deceitful. Yes.
So how do we go around this?
You just give an impression, oh, we are fighting, and you know that on the ground it's vacuous. I mean, what is this? That's the trouble with this country.
Well, the Supreme Court in February 2002, in a 5-4 decision, ruled that the fast-track court created by the John Kufuor administration was illegal. The court ruled an application brought before it by the former chief executive officer of the Ghana Petroleum Corporation, Chachu Chikata, challenging the constitutionality of the court. Well, Justice William Atuguba was on that panel, so he tells Joy News what the judges went through after the ruling.
When we gave the decision on the fast-track court, its constitutionality, I was on that panel. Unknown to me, it was my younger brother who told me the following day, sir, did you sleep here? He was surprised. All my colleagues didn't sleep in the houses. This decision you gave was very hot, and you are here?
This was the case between the Chachu Chikata.
Yes. And I saw some stoutly built policemen on my campus. I said, oh, what are you doing here? So because of the decision we gave, it's a hot one, that's why.
You had come to give you protection?
Yes. I don't know. Me, I just feel that these are normal things. You are a judge, you bring a case, you look at it, you do your best, you give the decision you are convinced of in terms of the facts and the law, and that is that. Mm.
You heard the retired Supreme Court Judge Justice William Atuguba. Now you can watch the full interview on all our social media platforms. It's time now for fact checking, and today we're focusing on some recent claims made by the Majority Leader and Member of Parliament for Efutu, Alexander Afenyomaking, on the selection of Dr. Mahmood Bawumia as a flag bearer of the governing New Patriotic Party. Head of our research desk, Raymond Akwa, joins me with more on the claims and verdict. So what exactly did the Majority Leader say, and what is the
it. Now, Alexander Kwame Afenyomaking said NPP is the first party ever since independence to give a Muslim the opportunity to be a flag bearer.
For the first time since 1957, when this country attained independence, it has taken the NPP as the first party ever to give a Muslim an opportunity to be a flag bearer in the politics of the country.
Now, they claim that the governing party is the first party since independence to give a Muslim the opportunity to be a flag bearer in the politics of this country is completely false. Ahead of the 1979 general elections, the political party called Social Democratic Front, SDF, made the Muslim Ibrahim Mahama its presidential candidate with Mao Zedong as his running mate. Now, the SDF actually won three constituencies in the northern region. Again, we all know that Hassan Yariga, a Muslim, was elected flag bearer in 2011 by the PNC to contest the presidential election in 2012. Of course, he received 0.22% in the vote in that year.
Thank you very much, Raymond Akwa. You're still listening to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a short commercial break. When we come back in our climate focus series today, we'll take you to Dubai, where one man is turning sustainable farming into a climate revolution, nurturing tomorrow's environmental leaders.
Our main objective is to provide a space where farmers can come and learn about regenerative agriculture and a place to gather also the youth, empower them on agriculture skills as well as to become a nature activist.
Ghana, it is saying, are you a human resource practitioner or business executive interested in digital transformation and AI adoption? Mark your calendars for the Global Conference on Human Resources in Africa. Join us on October 24th and 25th at the stunning Labadi Beach Hotel to explore the emergence and dynamics of AI and HR technologies in Africa. Hear from Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President and CEO of Sherm Global, and other distinguished speakers from around the world, including Dr. Francis Iduku, CEO of CIHRM Ghana, Irene Asari, Global HR Executive at the BBC, David Sagawa, Group HR Director at Equity Bank Limited, Dr. Najat El Mahadi, Chair of the Qatar HR Forum. Engage in interactive sessions, panel discussions, educational seminars, HR huddles, and more. And that's not all. On October 25th and 26th, join us for an exciting two-day excursion around Accra and Cape Coast. Sponsors and partners include Rigworld Solutions Limited, Access Pension Trust, Delta Airlines, Adansi Travels, National Labor Commission, Sherm Global, CIHRM Ghana, Sherm Forum Ghana, Strategic HR Professionals, and more. Visit gchrafrica.com to register today or call 055-408-1727 for more information.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricant that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol. Clean fuel. In full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Yes,
you could be the luckiest.
East, west, north, south, Obiama to be.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Accra to Paga.
Let's go.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere. Nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712#.
You could be the luckiest.
Welcome back. What's up in sports?
Hannah Stephen Appiah, former Black Stars captain, is currently before Parliament's committee that is investigating the petition that was submitted to them by the Save Ghana Football conveners. And Stephen Appiah has been speaking about some of the challenges, especially in relation to foreign-based players who are switching nationality to play for the Black Stars.
The way that we are coming from here, you know how it is to wear that shirt. And these foreign-based players, some of them, they kindly speak our local language. So we go to the camp, it's not like our time that after lunch or after dinner, we sit there, we try to interact, we try to mock each other, we do our prayers and all that. But today, if you go to the camp, because they don't know the culture, so they find it difficult to adapt. But it's not a matter of respect, or they don't respect the coaches. I haven't seen such a thing.
He's also been speaking about how coaches must stamp authority when it comes to managing the senior national team, and we'll have details in our subsequent bulletins.
Thank you very much. The Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications is seeking the support of the Ghana Police Service and Judiciary to prosecute persons responsible for what it describes as recurrent cuts of fiber cables across the country. Although the cables that provide secure network connections are buried underground, the Telecom Chamber is reporting that their experience in Ghana is quite different. A total of over 5,000 cuts recorded as of the first half of this year alone. It added that the telecommunications industry ended up using 118 million cedis to repair these cuts. Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber, Kenneth Ashigbe, says, aside engagements with stakeholders, the Chamber is also proposing that its members consider taking legal action.
It is not only the fiber that they find in the ground that is buried, that they destroy, even sometimes fiber that is in the air, we call it aerial fiber, that are on poles, they damage them. Some of them, they would see these are manholes that are in the ground, but because they are working, they will go and then they will damage that. They will go and dig it out. Once they do that, it destroys it. Another challenge we also have been facing is people who collect rubbish, go and put them into these manholes.
Let's move on. And Chinese miners, backed by some influential Ghanaian collaborators, have taken over one of Goldfield's old shafts at Takwa, threatening the company's operations. Love FM's Erasto Sasari Donko, who has been speaking to some sources at Goldfield's and assesses the situation, reports there could be conflicts and fatalities if the encroachment is allowed to fester. There's more.
Goldfields Ghana Limited acquired Takwa Goldfields Limited in July 1993 and developed a new open pit mine by 1998. In 1999, the company closed down its underground operations and associated shafts, including the Mantrim shaft, located within the Brahabebume community. Some indigents of the town are leading Chinese miners in an encroachment and a forced reopening of the shaft. Experts at the University of Mines and Technology have spelled out the dangers in opening the old shaft for small-scale mining. Here is Dr. Eric Stem, senior lecturer and head of the Department of Environment and Safety. Dr. Shadrach Fusu, senior lecturer, Minerals and Material Science.
Underground mines, when there is going to be blasting, you have to be able to account for everybody who has gone underground and make sure that they've come to the surface before you do blast. But I think the challenge with most of the small-scale underground mines is that there is really no proper system to account for those who have gone underground. So it's possible that you are doing a blasting, but some people are still underground.
You know, in underground mining, we leave support, natural support, where we have the natural rocks serving as a support to the roof. From my experience, these artisanal small-scale mines do say that, quotes, "Yemfesikan toshe." So they start chopping off the pillars that was left by the technical people who designed the underground mining. If you look at the strength of the roof and using wood, you can see there is vast difference in terms of structural design, which can lead to collapse.
A man in Dubai has founded Dream Village, a sustainable farming and training center to nurture the next generation of climate activists. Over 2 years, the village will train local farmers and environmentalists in rejuvenation of agriculture, promoting safe food production and environmental stewardship. On Climate Focus series today, Mohammed Nuruddin examines how this initiative supports climate change mitigation.
My name is Clement Matomas and I'm the founder of Dream Village Ghana. Our main objective is to provide a space where people can come and dream, farmers can come and learn about regenerative agriculture.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.